Show 7 after the hour, the Friday Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer and Richie and Michael McMaster, who has for the last couple of years actually been here pretty much every week at this time. He spent 30 years helping folks like you see how what you think affects your lives. A lot of people very emotional. I'm pretty emotional this week, Michael. Actually, I haven't been in touch with you. I thought some of the people who are responding, oftentimes Michael gets calls and emails from people having to do with things that we talk about, and that's a good thing. I will bring you around. I know you got a lot of calls from people about reincarnation. I think you guys were talking about that last week when I wasn't here, right? Was I not here last Friday? When was it that you talked about this when I wasn't?
Yeah, it was last week. You were here.
I was. Oh,
he was just resting.
I was ready. Right. Well, listen, it's amazing how easily and quickly we forget. I have, and I did, I was actually going to call you, but I haven't yet. My dearest friend, if you go to the website, Michael, right-hand side of the homepage, a picture of Edgar, who was my farm manager. He was the spirit in many ways of this place. The ideas that have come forth for us, the way the farm, the basic goals and ideas and intentions of what I wanted to do here were put into operation by Edgar. And Edgar was a month older than I, and on Tuesday morning his wife woke up to find him dead in his bed. And so here's a guy who started life out in a very simple way, family in the sort of hills of Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania. I didn't have much. They used to go shoot what they were going to eat. He learned about living in the woods and spent much of his life living in the woods. Liked it. When he first came, he was on his, for 28 years, he had a family and worked on his own. A very good, very clever, creative guy. Had a college education. Very clever when it came to crafting things. He could look at something and he could build, whether it was cement, whether it was rock, whether it was wood, whatever it was. And he'd build things here, additions to the barn. And he just had a great way of envisioning things and having them come to fruition. He also was very good with people. Anybody who knew him liked him. He wasn't the kind of guy that sometimes some people... No mention of any names here. Sometimes some people rub you the right way and some people rub you the wrong way. Nobody was ever rubbed the wrong way by Edgar. He could find something good genuinely to say and feel about anybody. If there were things he didn't want to do or didn't like, he would just avoid them. And one of those things was going, he didn't like authority. This is why he and I had such great kinship. For 28 years, he worked for himself, and for the rest of his life, he worked for me. And he didn't really work for me. It was never, he was my employee. He was the guy who I trusted, and he did, you know, he'd figure out how to do things. So we'd start something, and he'd make sure it was finished. So the fact that he died is a result of any number of things that were all the family and friends and me trying to figure out. Here's a guy who looked like he was in great shape, great health, didn't want to go to the doctor, never did. He hadn't been to a doctor for 24 years until I made him go get a physical 8 years ago, just because I wanted to know, and he resented that. His wife was a co-conspirator with me, and he was angry at both of us for talking him into going to the doctor, but we found out he was in good health, and he said, hey, see, I told you, basically. And so he hadn't felt well for the last week or 10 days. And the last couple of days before he died, he wasn't feeling well. He'd go take a nap. But he looked fine. His children had all been visiting last weekend here. They were all over the place. And he had a great 3 days with them. And they go home, and the next day, he's dead. They can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. But we're not supposed to figure it out. And the very interesting thing, I've never noticed butterflies around here. Mm-hmm. since he passed,
oh my God,
butterflies are everywhere. We're going to plant this prepper. You can hear some of the noise because all the windows and doors are open. It's a beautiful morning here, so I've got everything open. And you can hear some of the noise from the activity that's going on outside. We're setting up a tent because we're going to have a service for him here on Sunday. And we're going to plant, he loved ash trees. So we're going to plant an ash tree out in the yard for him. It'll be his tree. And I swear to God, yesterday, and Shona, who's one of the wonderful people who works on the farm, was followed on Tuesday afternoon by this butterfly from one farm to the other in her car. And so then the butterflies have been, I've never, ever seen a butterfly here. Never. And yesterday, there were, I couldn't count how many butterflies there were in the exact spot where we're going to put this tree. Now, tell me I'm crazy.
No, you're not crazy. I want to say this first of all. It's sad that he's passed, but this is a wonderful story on how people come together in their lifetimes to help each other through their journey. And so he was a great gift to you, and you were a great gift to him. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that about other people, how people come in their lives to help them through this journey. So it's wonderful in that aspect. And you're not crazy about the butterflies, because you'd be astonished at how many times I hear when somebody has passed over, how some kind of animal, whether it's, you know, butterflies or birds or crows or something, all of a sudden turn up. And I don't completely understand how it works, but it's real. And it's a sign from the people who have passed over, in the best way that they can do it, that they're still around, that they want it to be remembered, because the love that they carry for the people that are here is still with them. It still carries on.
It's extraordinary, actually.
Right. You will get signs from him. He will let you know that he's around. They all do it because they want to be remembered.
But well, the selfish part of me is that I want to obviously see him again. The thing also, and I say this in a practical way, and I think I can relate to it both because of the passing of Toni, my former wife, and seeing her in the last hours of her life and then seeing her without life. And Edgar and I, on Monday night, we're going over some things about cows, numbers, and you know what we're going to do with the cows, who is going to get moved where this week. And so that was the last conversation we had. And to go in to his, he lived in a cabin in the woods, go to the cabin on Tuesday morning and see his lifeless body in his bed. It's the last visual that I have of him as a being. The things that we've posted here and there and the things that people will bring with them to the service, pictures and ideas and thoughts of him, are the things to remember. But I think it's awfully hard to get that last image out of your mind. I mean, I will never lose the image of Toni as she lay there. I mean, she'd been covered up with a sheet and I uncovered her face. Then Edgar just being in his bed. And I mean, looking at it, his eyes were closed, but the lid was open up. He had brilliant blue eyes. And I could swear that he was looking at me, even though there was no life in his body. It's just, whether that's a good thing or not, when people talk to you about these sorts of things, what do you say to them about what it is that's in that being that is lifeless?
Yeah, the spirit goes. There's nothing there anymore. You know, once the spirit goes, it has no attachment to the body at all.
No.
But they continue on. Like, he will visit you.
Yeah.
And you will know it, because they do it in a way that you will absolutely know. I mean, you'll know.
Yeah.
That he will let you know that he's okay.
How long does that typically last, Michael? Does it last for your lifetime, or does it last until they go to another side, or what happens?
It depends how much help you need. they actually sort of like stay around you and help you, like give you signs about your life. So, I mean, if you're 22 and you have a mother that dies, you know, that person will stay around with you your whole life. And you'll sense them at different times. And some of them might stay around for like 5 years and go on and do something, because where they go, they have another life there that they can pursue if they want to, or they can stay around you, you know, and help you.
The whole idea is so foreign to the West, but not so foreign to Eastern thinkers. Well, you think about the extraordinary feelings that people communicate who are, I guess, the Indian culture, for example, through Buddhism, and the way that that's sort of poo-pooed by some Western religions, because Christianity is basically Western. There are some Christians in India, some Christians in China. You know how they're treated by the government. But there is an overwhelming difference in religious beliefs in that part of the world as there is in medicine. And I wonder if there's a coincidence there even, when you think about it.
You know, what's very interesting to me is that, you know, I talk to people in all different parts of the country and different parts of the world. And some of the people, like in America, that live in very conservative neighborhoods, and they'll call me up and they'll talk to me, you know, my mother visited me and she just died like a week ago. And so I'll talk to them about that, and I'll say, well, do you talk to any of your neighbors about this? They say, oh, no, I couldn't say anything like that.
No, you get run out of town.
Crazy. Yeah, and so what I've come to realize, you know, there's what goes on the outside, like people go to church and everything like this, and they might hold Christian beliefs about what they think can happen. Then there's the reality that what happens, what they actually experience.
Yeah.
And there are millions and millions of people have these experiences, but they never talk about them.
Yeah.
So it makes it look like that it doesn't really happen, but it does.
Yeah. All right, so here's the suggestion. Listening to us talk about this and things that are important to those who have passed or those who are connected to those who have passed, I know a lot of you have asked these questions about reincarnation. There are 5 downloads on Michael's site, michael-mcmaster.com, that include this Life, Death, and Beyond CD. And for those of you who are listening to the Good Day program, you may have them for $6.99 each. There are other downloads that you can access, wealth, happiness, meditation, miracles, that sort of thing. But for the purposes of our conversation today, Life, Death, and Beyond, located on the buy page at michael-mcmaster.com. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Birthday list. What happens when we go through this? A lot of the musicians, we like to play little bits and pieces of musical connections that you may have to some experience in your life, some emotion. That's what we do here in this part of the program. And so if we bring to the surface those who are celebrating birthdays, it sort of is a double-edged sword. You can think about those people you know who are having birthdays today and compare what they're all about to some of the people that you may know, that you hear about, that we celebrate here. And one of them today is Rick Elswit, who's the guitarist for Dr. Hook. And all of their, it's great. The stuff that they've done, as far as I'm concerned, is just great stuff. So a happy birthday to Mr. Elswit. Next up is Burt Ward. Good Lord. Real name is Burt Gervais. No relation to Ricky. Hopefully, anyway. He first started out his career as the young, it wasn't Batman, but Robin on the Batman television show. He did a lot of silly beach babe movies. He was in a movie called Robo Chick. Never what I would consider to be, he's not an A-list guy in terms of Oscars or Emmys.
Robo
or
Chick's
or,
not up there in your top ones? Come on.
Can't imagine. Where's your spirit of fun?
I have the poster.
All right, so he was born this day, 1945. He's 67 today. Next on the list is Sylvester Stallone, whose birthday today, along with Fred Dreyer, Jennifer.
I know, it is Freddie Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer's birthday, born this day, 1946, so they would both be 66 today. Let's see here. Shelley Hack, who is, she was Tiffany Wells on Charlie's Angels. This is set a few people back. Born in the state, 1947. She's 65 today. She was also in Annie Hall, Casualty of War, Stepfather, that sort of thing. Let's see here. Nancy Griffith.
Oh, I wish it would rain.
No relation to Andy, I don't think, is she?
Or Kathy.
No. Grammy Award-winning singer. She won a Grammy in 1993 for an LP called Other Voices, Other Rooms. She did From a Distance. Remember that song? How come we don't have that one going to Michael? That was a good, very popular song. So she was born in the state in 1954. And therefore, she's 59. Hello, happy birthday to Nancy. Alice Beasley, Agnes on Moonlight. I don't think too many people remember her. Let's get right to John.
Oh, I do, actually. She's
really?
A great
Love
character, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
I remember her myself. All right. John Keeble, who is a drummer for the Spandau Ballet, 53 today. He was born in the state in 1959. A number of their songs, including this one. I did a song called Muscle Bound. I don't know what that's about. But it sounds interesting anyway. Nick, is it Sester or Chester?
I said, are you going to be
with
my girl?
Jet.
I think it's Sester.
Are you really?
Think.
This is something to catch you. Are you going to be my girl?
I do love this song.
I love this song.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't help but to get going with it, you know?
So, give them their film, Michael, this, will you please? They seem to like this.
Come on and get your kicks. Now, you don't need money with a face like that, do you? You don't need money with a face like that, do you?
That's referring to what kind of a face? Like yours and Jennifer's or someone who's
a
ugly?
Hot one.
Hot face, okay. Don't need money with a face
big
like that.
Big black boots, long brown hair.
Really? You got this down, babe.
Kind of a theme song,
she's
you know.
She's got it down, Jennifer. Down with it, as it were.
I haven't seen this side of Heather before. She's a wild woman.
I feel like...
don't tell.
Oh, really? It's a big secret? Okay. Don't tell anybody. It, Heather is a hot chick. All right, okay, she's a little crazy. 28 after on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles. Small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come, come, come all.
Select styles only in store.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Friday is upon us. Lots of things going on in the world with you, I'm sure. Some things you know about, some things you don't, some things you want to connect to. Unfortunately, we still, because of the storm in Washington...
You can't talk to us.
That's right.
Well, you can.
You can.
Just not on the phone.
Thus, I am interested in what's going on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. The ladies of the day versus the ladies of the night, Heather and Jennifer, are the ladies of good day. Roberta could be the lady of the day or the night.
She's the one.
She's the madam.
She is the madam, right? Yeah. And she, she could run a bordello. I could see her.
I could totally see her. She would not feel bad about it at all.
Completely, 100%. Yeah. The only one horrified about with that thought is Heather. Everybody else gets it. With Roberta,
I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I'm starting to get it. I am.
All right. So, never wanting to miss an opportunity to take a shot at the TSA, shall we do it or not? How many people would like to have...
Go for it.
Tell
It's Friday. Right. Let's have fun.
Well,
TSA time.
Is this fun?
Sure. Not for them, but...
The reason that I'm...
You know what the TSA stands for, I just realized, right?
What's that?
Touch some... I don't know why that just popped into my head.
That's all right.
Or touch someone's.
All right, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, so I was attracted to this. I've sort of almost taken an oath that because it's so easy to take shots at them, I wasn't going to take shots. Every opportunity, there's almost a daily opportunity to take a shot at the TSA.
Right. Unless it's just fun.
Right, and it is fun because they're just such ignoramuses. So, and they don't want to, they don't profess, so some of them know that they're not ignoramuses, but the way the place is run, the way the office is run, is just ridiculous. So when I see something like this, and in the mind that I'm in, I talk to you got to understand, if some of you, Richie, we ever find that audio, by the way, of Edgar?
I don't know. I have to.
But you've heard me talking off and on about the passing of Edgar this week. And, the idea, and I don't think I told the story on the air yesterday, because I don't think it happened until yesterday. The chairman of the Board of Health in Framingham and the number two member are both people that I would consider my friends. As a matter of fact, David Moore lives across the street. He was the only semblance of a doctor that Edgar would ever see. He was an orthopedic guy, and Edgar had so many aches and pains and things that shoulders and knees and stuff. So David would see him. But they became, I mean, like everybody else in the neighborhood, this neighborhood will come to a standstill on Sunday afternoon because everybody will be here. Everybody just loved Edgar. Knew he just got to be in everybody's places and being, no matter who you were, at least in this part of town. So we... Georgette, God love her, and because Edgar was so anti-everything, authority-wise, she said to me, I wished I hadn't called 911, but she couldn't get through to me because I was on the air. So she called them, and the police came down to get me. But Edgar would want nothing to do with what's happening now because we had to go through the various governmental things because he didn't have a doctor. His body had to be put in a bag and brought into the medical examiner's office in Boston. They had to do an autopsy to find out what really happened to him. And then, so his body, I call the director because there's a state law in Massachusetts that if you don't have a doctor sign off on why you died, somebody's got to figure it out.
Yeah, they want to make sure your wife
didn't do you in. So at any rate, that's what happened. And if we had not called 911, we then during the earlier caught of no that's not well the plan was to take Edgar's body,
sneak him over,
and bring him across the street and plant him next to his dog.
Could you then not get a death certificate for that?
Well, that's the whole thing.
Because you kind
of I said to David I would conspire with you, and I said to Mike. And, of course, they wouldn't have done this, but I said it to them lovingly. I would have, it's like Nancy. Yesterday, did I tell you the story about $1,500 to set up a, I don't think I told this story either. Did I, Richie? Yesterday, I was bananas. I don't think, it was after I got off the air yesterday I found this out. So we're going to set up a, I have the thing right here. We're going to set up a fund in Edgar's name to give scholarships to kids getting out of high school. To who want to go into agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said to Nancy at the bank, set up a separate account and we'll put all the money in there. So she calls the guy who's in charge of the legal yatsabatsa at the bank. Oh, no, you can't do that. No. The IRS requires this form, that form, this agreement, that trust. What it costs $1,500 to give the government these a-holes. Yeah, so people could donate money to a cause to support him. So we figured out another way to do it. But it's just this kind of stuff that is over and over and over again in everybody's face. And this is the kind of stuff that Edgar just loathed. Mm-hmm. And anybody else who's got a brain does the same thing. So,
they got to get their 2 cents worth.
Well, that's it. You have to pay a 15% tax, supposedly, for this kind of a trust, blah, 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 blah. So all we want to do is have some money that people may want to give to help the kids that Edgar helped. I mean, that's what Edgar's legacy, in part, will be there will be a ton of kids here tomorrow, including the two kids that he basically adopted who work on the farm. Jose and Eric both had horrible childhoods with their own father. And Edgar became the father figure to them as they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of person he was. And there's a kid named Nicky who started coming to the farm. God, I don't even remember when he was. He was 4 or 5 years old. And his father had abused him and his mother had divorced. And somehow or other they started coming to the farm. And he's been here every week of his life since then. And he's a 14, 15-year-old kid now, as tall as Edgar. He'll speak on Sunday. But he's the kind of person that was affected by Edgar and who he was and how he was. So, anyway, the long and short of it is I saw the story about the TSA agent who spilled the ashes of a rider's grandfather and then laughed about it.
Oh, no.
The man's name is John Gross. He was trying, the TSA guy wanted to inspect the ashes in the urn.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. This is at the Orlando International Airport. All right? John Gross, grandfather's ashes in an urn. He goes through the TSA checkpoint. Agent says they got to see what's in the can.
They couldn't see it in the...
No.
Hmm.
Opens it up and spills it on the floor and laughs about it.
There should be laws against that.
Laughs about it.
So TSA meant touch some ash.
Because that's like disturbing the grave, right?
Yeah. Well, in a sense. So he had it in his bag, and they, you know, when they send you the bag check, that's what they do. So this guy is booked on an 8 o'clock flight. It's 7:20 in the morning.
Get the dustbuster out.
And his grandfather, Mr. Gross's grandfather's name was Mario Macchialelli. Man, Roberta loved that. He had his cremated remains in his bag. The female TSA agent, wearing blue latex gloves, opens the bag, twists open the jar labeled human remains, and spills a quarter of its contents on the floor. He got upset. She started laughing. It wasn't a chuckle. It was a laugh. A spokesperson for the TSA said the agency is investigating the incident. Uh-huh. You know what? You can take your investigation. And how long are we going to continue as a country to put up with this stuff? TSA policy permits passengers to carry cremated remains aboard an aircraft as long as the contents undergo X-ray inspection.
Sure.
So apparently there was something else in the bag and they wanted to see. You have no right to touch. I wouldn't have let her touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred they arrest me if I were doing something like that.
It just seems like there should be a law against that, you know, it's like it's disturbing a grave.
Let's see. There's another one of these.
You can't go to a cemetery and start digging it up, right?
Well, you don't bring the cemetery to the airport either.
No.
So, it should go through the inspection and go through the thing. But
laughing.
To open it? No. To
and
disrespect
laugh about it?
No. Yeah. Come on now.
The only thing I can tell you is if she had the nervous giggles, it might be different. From someone who suffers from nervous giggles, if I spilled someone's ashes, I might nervous giggle.
Yeah. This is not a
nervous giggle. I hate to say it, but...
Yeah. Not a nervous giggle. All right. Anyway, I give them their due, which is not much. I have no respect. And Edgar would have no respect for that kind of stuff at all. But the story, you know, what I was... To go back to Edgar for a second and the ashes. So now Edgar, his body is in the crematorium. So I called up the guy last night to find out what the status is of his remains. Oh, we've had a problem with our burner. I'm thinking to myself, this is what do you call the oil man?
That's gross. They shouldn't say that to you. They should say that we've had a delay, but we'll get it to you soon. I mean, that's
right.
Just rude.
Well, but I want to have the remains for the service.
Of course you do.
So the guy says, well, if we can't do them on Friday, we'll do them Monday. I said, no, I need them for the service on Sunday. And he said cryptically, notice my choice of words there, he said to me cryptically he would check into it. I just wonder what this guy looks like. His name is Tom.
Mm.
I'm thinking Tom looks like Fred Gwynn or something. You know, they all those guys
Herman
are all
Munster.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a tough gig, you know.
Right.
It takes a different kind of person.
Anyway.
Did he say, there's been a delay?
There's been a delay at the manor.
That's what I was totally shocked about. The guy who did my dad, he's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
You know, normal looking guy.
Right. I did, but so funeral directors are supposed to be.
Do you date that guy, by the way?
Huh?
Yeah. Would you date somebody?
Do you date that guy? Because I don't. I don't date that guy.
Have we ever seen a woman who's the director of a funeral home?
No, my God.
But they do the makeup and stuff.
When we called, you know, my dad's still dead in his chair in his office, right.
And he's still dead now. I think.
I called the funeral home. He's still dead now. Yeah. Last I checked.
Yeah. Good.
So we call the funeral home.
Plus.
Yeah. It's 1 year on Monday. So. So we call the funeral home, and they send out this girl that's 5 foot nothing,
yeah,
and a guy that's tall and skinny, and my dad's 215 pounds, 220 pounds, 6 foot one,
yeah,
and I'm thinking, you need some help, and she's like, no, I got it. And then she didn't. She got it.
Come on.
I mean, she was sweating,
one and a half, but don't let it be deceiving. We can pack a punch.
I was impressed.
Don't need affordable care when you have the 90 essential nutrients for life available at DougStephanTeam.com. Please go to this website. This is brand new this week. Did you know? I'm trying to tell this story. So many of our conversations involve your health and well-being. This is perfect for those of you who are trying to deal with aches and pains or maybe more serious things. There are 900 various diseases known to man that you can get. And you can avoid pretty much all of them by getting these 90 essential nutrients into your body every day. If that sounds too good to be true, you need to check it out. The 90 essential nutrients for life, called 90 for Life, available at DougStephanTeam.com. Order your healthy start pack, the 90 for Life, by calling 855-309-8326. That's 855-309-TEAM. 90 for Life, the nutrients that will help you avoid these 900 diseases at DougStephanTeam.com. You can find the logo. I'm looking at it right now because I'm on DougStephan.com, and the Longevity Good Day Team logo is there inviting you to get these 90 essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, that sort of thing. Doug Stephan Team Health Products, DougStephanTeam.com. Check it out, please.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, here's something that you may be interested in. Those of you who are looking for that special gift for that special someone, you may want to check this out at DougStephan.com. Illinois license plate number 1 once belonged to the Roman Catholic Cardinals of Chicago. Then it went to the Illinois Secretary of State's family. And let's see here. Most recently, it's been on the car of Mrs. Blagojevich, number 1.
Huh.
So.
Good track record so far.
Number one license plate, the most coveted of all the state's 7.8 million passenger vehicle license plates. Been kept out of circulation for a while. So now, the public is invited to bid. The state of Illinois is so broke, they're putting up passenger plate number 1.
Wow.
For a bid, and it's it's not clear whether they're just doing it on a site of their own or whether it's on eBay. You can check the information out, though, at DougStephan.com.
President Obama should bid on that for when he comes home.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that'll be...
I'm coming later. During this license plate.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. Let's see here. Looking at some of the people that it's belonged to over the years. Anyway, this is a fun thing, actually, to do.
Ooh, we should buy it for Nancy Skinner.
I would bet that Oprah would be a number one candidate for this.
Yeah.
Except that most people who are celebrities don't want people to know that it's them in their car, unless they're complete egomaniacs.
So Oprah should look into it.
Yes, 51 after.
Help
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is the lab I pour in, where he makes the transformation all the time. And the shine of Dr. Bud is a pint of monster blood.
Good Lord.
It does a complete difference every time.
I know what this is.
Yeah?
I know.
What is it?
Budweiser.
Yo, Adrian, watch me sing a song.
Yeah. Frankenstein by Sylvester Stallone. He's got a brother that can sing, Frank. I'm not sure.
Frank's a good singer.
Sylvester.
I like him.
This is from what movie, Chucker?
Yeah. Is it Rhinestone?
Yes, you're very good. 2 points for Chuck Curry, our movie man. It was from the movie Rhinestone. The reason we're playing it is we get into movie moments. Movie music from Sly, because he's 66 today.
Did he have a family stone?
May have. Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Rock of Ages.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to do a revival of the original Rocky in November at the local theater I'm at. How many actors have had a big hit in 1976, which was Rocky? And let's just say The Expendables 2 is a big hit in August. How many actors have a big hit?
Is that out already in August of this year? I thought they just finished shooting it.
No, it's out in August. Comes out in August.
Wow. When did they finish shooting it, though?
They probably completed shooting it 3.5 months ago.
Oh. Right, excuse me, I interrupted your story.
They edited quickly.
Yeah. All right, so what did you just... I'm sorry, I interrupted your...
I'm saying how many actors or actresses could say that they had a big hit in 1976, in his case, which was Rocky,
mm-hmm.
and another hit in 2012 with that much of a span in years? That's a pretty good career.
Yep. It is. Done very well for himself.
He's had a lot of ups and downs and made some bad movies and had to resurrect himself, and he has over the last, once he did Rocky Balboa, his career resurrected, and then he did another Rambo, and now he's done The Expendables. He knows his limitations. He's obviously a smart guy, and he's lasted a very long time.
Well, the Expendable franchise that he created can last. He could probably get four or five movies out of it if he did one a year. You know, he'd maybe get away with this for another 4 or 5 years, and so can all the people of his vintage, Arnold and some of those others that are in that. Bruce Willis is younger, but they can keep it going, bring Jason Statham in, which they've done, and whoever else, some of the younger action stars. And didn't they want to bring...
And this one, he's brought in Chuck Norris and Jean-Claude Van Damme, which would be a lot of fun.
Right.
It's going to be awesome.
And I think, I honestly heard that they want to bring in Gina Carano into the next one. Did you hear?
That
no, I'm not
just
kidding.
Your dream.
No, no, I'm not kidding about it. It might be a dream, but also they want to bring her in as the... they want to anoint her as the female action hero. Okay. And producers are interested.
She's in the next Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, she'll be in all of those. That stuff is.
So I think you like her.
Oh, I think she's terrific. Yeah, I like her a lot of different reasons. Anyway, so the Expendables.
She'll
start with two. Yeah. The Expendables was that 3 years ago? When was the first one out? I was trying to remember.
Two years ago.
Yep, and all it is bang bang, shoot 'em up, blow 'em up. That's what it is. With all the faces that you want to see.
All it is a glorified 80s B action movie, which is fine with me, because that's what I love that stuff.
And it'll do terrifically at the box office. All right, so what are your predictions for the weekend here? We've had a couple of openings during the week. Is there anything opening fresh today?
There is. Well, Spider-Man opened on Tuesday. It's done very well. That's going to be the number one film this weekend. Yesterday, Katy Perry's 3D concert film opened up. I got to admit, I have no problem watching Katy Perry in 3D, which I'll probably do tomorrow night. And Oliver Stone's R-rated crime drama Savages opens today. That you know, hard R-rated films have become much tougher sells at the box.
What is that? Is that just more, is it really violent? Sounds like it would be the same kind of thing as a Pulp Fiction or something, is it?
Well, I did read the reviews, and they say it does have a couple of very violent sequences in it, which means you won't be seeing it.
Nope, you're right about that.
One other bit of news. Warner Brothers has confirmed the running time for its new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, 2 hours and 44 minutes.
Whoa!
It's 11 minutes longer than The Dark Knight. You know, interesting, I read an article yesterday. Somebody talked about why don't they have an intermission. The last film I saw, a studio film in the theater, with an intermission, that's where they stop the movie, you go out to the lobby, get popcorn, and go back into the theater, and they start it up again. Was in 74, The Towering Inferno.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
That's not going to happen again, because in 74, every movie theater was a single-screen theater with no multiplexes, and they're never going to have intermissions with multiplexes. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Very interesting, though. All right, there are Chuckers' predictions for the weekend. You want to go? This is a good weekend to go, especially if it's hot, cool down, go to the theater, have some fun, popcorn, all those other things that are so good for you, those gummy bears. All right, Chucker, have a good weekend. 59 after...
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.